This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here is what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court will take up two cases that would decide the extent to which abortion is legal in Wisconsin. The court agreed yesterday to hear two challenges to Wisconsin's 1849 abortion law. The U.S. Supreme Court is at issue in the race for president after some divisive recent rulings and scandals. Sarah Harris is with the civic engagement group Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Harris's group took a poll and found 64% of voters prefer 18-year term limits for Supreme Court justices. President Biden returns to Wisconsin this week. He plans to campaign in Madison on Friday. Today, Biden meets privately with leading Democrats concerned about his debate performance last week. The mayor of Glendale is accusing poll observers of disrupting the vote in a special election primary yesterday. Brian Kennedy tells WIS Politics observers were challenging every absentee ballot as poll workers tried to process them. Two of the observers are known conspiracy theorists. Governor Evers says if state lawmakers don't release $125 million set aside for PFAS cleanup, people in small rural communities will be on the hook for cleaning up pollution they didn't cause.
Concerns me as we have small places all across the state. Their ratepayers are going to have to pony up another 50% to make sure that PFAS are taken care of.
Evers says companies that pollute soil and water should be responsible for cleanup. An important subsidy for Wisconsin child care centers is due to run out at the end of September. Governor Evers says lawmakers need to do something to save child care accounts.
It's important for our economy. If we lose that money, there will be places that close, and if people lose their child care, then they'll likely leave the workforce. So it's pretty simple.
Evers speaking at a child care center in Red Granite yesterday. Schools in Wisconsin will get more than $400,000 for manufacturing training. Students will be trained in 3D printing, welding, drone operating, and other skills. The Department of Workforce Development says more than 4,600 students in 17 school districts will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Duluth residents should be prepared to see some delays and lane closures on I-35 over the next week. According to the Minnesota Department of Transportation, a concrete resurfacing project is scheduled to start on I-35 on Monday. The project will force some lane closures on the highway between 5th Avenue West and 21st Avenue East. The concrete repaving is part of a 2-year repair and bridge work project along I-35. Work begins on the ramps connecting southbound I-35 to Lake Avenue and Michigan Street later this summer. The Northland chapter of the Red Cross is putting out a call for blood donors to address a serious need. According to a Fox 21 report, the Red Cross is holding a number of blood drives this week as officials say they're feeling a huge sense of urgency to get more safe and healthy blood. Red Cross officials say that only 3% of people nationwide donate blood, and more often than not, even of those 3%, most people only donate one time. Today's blood drive is being held at the Cloquet Public Library. A stray dog was rescued from a culvert in Ashland earlier this week. According to a Fox 21 report, the Chequamegon Humane Association responded to reports of a dog that was stuck in a culvert on Monday, and after multiple rescue attempts, Ashland firefighters were finally able to nudge the dog out of the culvert so they could catch it. Officials took the dog to the Ashland Area Veterinary Clinic for a medical evaluation after rescuing it, and are now asking community members to contact them if they recognize the dog. A new program could help Duluth area residents become homeowners. According to a Northern News Now report, Ascentia Health and One Roof Community Housing's Hillside Homeownership Program will help 10 Duluth families or individuals in need of financial assistance to buy a home with a forgivable down payment loan worth $15,000. Depending on income, the program will either offer a 5-year forgivable loan or a 0% interest deferred loan. The program aims to revitalize the Central Hillside neighborhood. The St. Louis County Jail has turned to a canine to help keep dangerous substances out. According to law enforcement officials, narcotics canine Dusty and his handler are sweeping for drugs inside the cells at the county jail after an increase in overdoses over the last year. They say that even in the short time that they've been searching the jail, they've already found two fentanyl pills. Officials expect the pair to make a big difference, as illegal drugs have become smaller, easier to hide, and more lethal in recent years. The Duluth City Council has announced it will use better televisions and cameras in the council chamber to bring better quality to the broadcasting of their meetings. According to a Fox 21 report, the City Council expects that the new equipment will be up and running in the next couple of weeks, giving residents better access to the meetings that affect their day-to-day lives. The total cost of the upgrades is about $50,000, and the funding will be provided through public access community television. Four Superior residents have received money from the city meant to help them clean up their lawns with free landscaping. According to a Northern News Now report, over 300 residents applied for the Scenery and Home Landscaping Program to improve curb appeal across the city, and the four winners will receive between $2,000 and $3,000 from the city's $200,000 home improvement funding to improve their outdoor space. To qualify, residents must have property in a high-traffic area. Animal Allies held its annual microchip clinic this week alongside a lemonade stand fundraiser. According to a Fox 21 report, the shelter holds the microchipping event every year to give owners some peace of mind in the event that their furry friends get lost. But this year, the clinic also came alongside an adoption promotion for older dogs that have been at the shelter for too long. The shelter has been taking in a lot more dogs lately while adoption rates have slowed, leaving them with too many dogs for the space in the kennel. And that's what you need to know. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks and their new draft picks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks introduced their two new draft picks, A.J. Johnson and Tyler Smith, both just 19 years old. So why do the Bucks have six young, underdeveloped players on their roster right now? GM John Horst.
The balance is intentional. You know, we've got really great core depth at the top. We've got young veterans that can come in and help and contribute like they did last year, and we're going to add more to this team through free agency.
Baseball. The Brewers with a 4-3 win over the Rockies in Denver last night. Bryce Terang with a sacrifice fly to right, dropped by the Rockies' Hunter Goodman. Jeff Levering with the call, Bally Sports, Wisconsin.
Popped him up, shallow right, and the right fielder lost it. It's going to fall. Terang hustling for second base, and he is in, and this game is tied.
The Brewers came up with walks to load the bases. Reese Hoskins beamed to force the winning run.
We didn't get the big hit. We pecked away like little woodpeckers and came up with enough.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's a new Blade Runner in the works at Amazon Prime called Blade Runner 2099. Michelle Yeoh and Hunter Schafer are the series leads and will be joined by Matthew Needham, Johnny Harris, and Caitlin Rose Downey. Plot lines and details about each character are being kept on the down low for the time being. Ridley Scott and David Zucker are executive producing the show, which takes place after both previous Blade Runners. There is no release date yet, but the show is currently shooting in Prague. Actor Jamie Foxx says he saw the tunnel but did not see the light. Fox was referring to the 3 weeks when he was in a coma a year ago. Fox was hospitalized for what remains an undisclosed medical condition and told people on the streets in Phoenix about his ordeal while recording it for social media. I'm just guessing that not seeing the light when about to die would be enough to scare you back to consciousness. Kids films are saving the box office this summer. The latest family-friendly flick, Despicable Me 4, opens July 3rd and is expected to dethrone Inside Out 2. The fourth installment of the animated series is expected to pull in between $100 and $125 million over the five-day holiday weekend. The film stars Steve Carell, Kristen Wiig, and Miranda Cosgrove. Melissa Etheridge told People.com that David Crosby was really generous with his sperm. In addition to being a good friend to Etheridge, Crosby is the biological father to her kids. While promoting her new docuseries, Melissa Etheridge, I'm Not Broken, Etheridge says it was Crosby's wife who suggested her husband lend a hand. And he did. There is no word yet on whether the actual donation scene was reenacted for the docuseries, but if you give it a watch and see a man who looks like Crosby pour himself a glass of wine, dim the lights, and put on soft music while alone, turn the channel as quick as is humanly possible. Third time's a charm, or season three, that is, for The Bear. Deadline reports that 5.4 million people watched the premiere episode of the new season, making it the third most watched season premiere ever, the most watched FX season premiere ever, and the most watched scripted series premiere ever. While talking about the latest Beverly Hills Cop film, Eddie Murphy shared a story about an interesting meeting with Marlon Brando. People reports that during Murphy and Brando's conversation, Brando said, "I can't stand that kid with the gun." Murphy learned that Brando was talking about Clint Eastwood, who was only 6 years younger than Brando. The first time the two met, Murphy gushed to his favorite actor of all time, Brando, about his performance in The Godfather, to which Marlon Brando said, everybody can act, except Clint Eastwood, apparently. Of course, this was all before Brando decided to retire to his island and eat bananas full time. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 61. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 79. And then more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Friday. Could be some heavy rain, too, with an inch to an inch and a half or more possible. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.